praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps and interventions. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us on every side. Thank you for consuming the enemies that were too strong for us to fight. Thank you for consuming them with your fire. As it is written, fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. Thank you for how you have destroyed all our enemies with the fire that comes from your presence. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for all the promises you have made with us, all the promises you have written in your word for us, and even the ones you have spoken to us through your voice, and the ones you have revealed to us through dreams and visions. Thank you for fulfilling all these promises. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing them all to pass. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that were sick among us that you have healed. We thank you for those who have been delivered through your power. We thank you, Lord, for every good gift you have given to us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great peace you have enthroned in our hearts and minds and situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have delivered us from shame and disgrace by helping us when we seriously and urgently needed your help. Thank you for how you have saved us from disgrace and shame by providing for us those things we needed for survival. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we have come together again this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to call upon your name, to pour out our heart desires unto you. O Lord, hear us from heaven. Hear us from your throne and intervene in our situations. Consider our petitions and supplications tonight and do your wonders. Answer us very quickly according to your mercy. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do even more than what we ask you to do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that God will move concerning your situation, and you will have testimonies because of his power. In Jesus' name. We're going to sing some worship songs, and after that, we would begin to pray with prayer points. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yahweh,
Lord of hosts, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Miracle walker, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne, glorious God. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every high will see how great is our God, how great you are, how great is our God, is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. King of Kings, you are the Most High. Lord of Lords, you are the Most High God, Emmanuel, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. Lion of Judah, you are the Most High. Waymaker, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, You are the Most High Jehovah. You are the Most High God, mighty Deliverer. You are the Most High King of Israel. You are the Most High God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you, awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, you are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship thee. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you are here. Before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth, above all wealth, and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. Crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the form and thought of me above all, like a rose, Lord Jesus, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the form and thought of me, and thought of me above all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God. Worthy is your name. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered abuse of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have all my heart and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, We give you thanks for all you've done, for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord. We give you thanks. We give you all the glory. We give you all the Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the Lord. King of glory, we give you all the glory. Lord of hosts, we give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you. Alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. I'll begin to worship him. Begin to worship Jesus, worship the Almighty God, worship the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. Worship him, magnify him, glorify him, adore him, celebrate him, worship him. King of the universe, King of glory, we praise you, Lord. King of Israel, we praise you, Lord. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Miracle worker, mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, mighty redeemer. Praise him, adore him, worship him. Oh Lord, we worship him. You are greater than all, mightier than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, higher than all, better than all. We worship you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. None like you. And no one can ever be like you. For you are before all things, and you created all things. and by you all things consist. Blessed be your holy name. In fact, by you all things survive. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You have designed the end of all things before they began. You have decreed the end of all things before they began. You have ordained the end of all things before they began. You are the Lord. You alone are the Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. There is nothing you cannot do. Nothing is impossible with you. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for honoring your name in my life. Thank you, Lord, for honoring your name in my life. Thank you for glorifying yourself in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for honoring your name in my life. Thank you for honoring your name in my life. Thank you for honoring your name in my life. Thank you for glorifying your name in my life. Thank you, Lord, for making your name being preached through my life. Thank you for showing forth the praises of your name through my life. Thank you, Lord, for making everyone praise your name through my life. Thank you, Father, for honoring your name in my life. For glorifying your name in my life. For showing forth the praises of your name through my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because everyone that sees me, they praise you because you have done great things in my life. Thank you because everyone that sees me, they glorify you because they saw your wonderful works in my life. Everyone that sees me, they praise you because they can see your glorious works in my life. Thank you, Lord, for honoring your name in my life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I ask that you forgive all my sins and wash me in the blood of Jesus so that I can be acceptable in your presence. So that I can be acceptable in your sight. Forgive my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me clean. Make me holy. By the power of the blood of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says we should come boldly before the throne of grace, because there is blood to cleanse us in the throne of grace. Ask for that cleansing. Say, oh Lord, as I present myself before you, I ask that you forgive my sins. Oh Lord, I ask that you forgive my sins and wash me in your blood. Make me clean. Make me pure by the power that is in your blood. Oh Lord, forgive my iniquities, both the things I did against you without knowing that they are wrong. My attitudes, my thoughts, my character, my lifestyle. Oh Lord, I ask that you wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. Wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. Forgive my sins. The sins that I sinned against you ignorantly, unknowingly, and the sins that I sinned, even when I know that it was sinful, that it was wrong. Oh Lord, I ask that you have mercy on me and forgive my sins. I believe your prayer like that. Oh Lord, I repent. With a repentant heart, I ask that you forgive my sins. With a repentant heart, I ask that you forgive my sins and wash me clean in the blood of Jesus. Make me acceptable. Make me acceptable before your throne. Do not blot me out of your throne. Do not chase me out of your throne. Lord, wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make me clean. Make me clean. Make me clean. Make me acceptable. And make my prayers acceptable tonight by the reason of the blood of Jesus. Make my prayers acceptable. Make my body, soul, and spirit acceptable before your throne in this very hour by the reason of the blood of Jesus. Forgive my sins, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, let the sufficiency of your grace be made manifest in my life. So Lord, let the sufficiency of your grace be made manifest in my life, be real in my life. In the name of Jesus, Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let the sufficiency of your grace be made manifest in my life. Manifest in my life the sufficiency of your grace. Manifest in my life the sufficiency of your grace. Manifest in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny, the sufficiency of your grace. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, manifest in my life the sufficiency of your grace. Reveal in my life the sufficiency of your grace. I acknowledge that your grace is sufficient. Oh Lord, let the sufficiency of your grace manifest in my life. Let the sufficiency of your grace be revealed in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just as I have said before, there is grace for everything God requires from us as Christians. There is grace for everything we do as Christians. There is grace to do it successfully. There is grace to become the best in it. There is grace. Even for things that don't really look spiritual, even for secular things, inasmuch as God sent you into that place to work for Him, there is grace to do that thing successfully. There is grace to prosper greatly in that thing. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace appear in everything I do to produce excellence and success and greatness and victories in the name of Jesus. Father, let your grace appear in everything I do. Let your grace appear in everything I do. I don't want to do them by my wisdom. I don't want to do those things by my wisdom and intelligence. I want your grace to be seen. I want your grace to be revealed. Oh Lord, let your grace support me. Let your grace support me. Let your grace appear in everything I do. When I pray, let your grace appear. When I fast, let your grace appear and make it easy. In everything I do, Lord, let your grace appear to produce success, to produce greatness, to produce excellence, to produce victories. Oh, Lord, let your grace appear in everything I do. The Bible says that even when we speak, our words should be filled with grace. Even the words of your mouth should be powerful. Anytime you speak, your words should be filled with grace. Say, oh Lord, even the speech from my mouth, let it carry your grace in the name of Jesus. Everything I do, Lord, let them carry your grace. Let your grace be revealed in them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Grace means that the ability of God takes over your own ability. That is what grace means. It means God's ability in action. The ability of God takes over your own ability. That is, your own ability steps aside, your own strength steps aside for God's strength and God's ability to function. So which means it's no longer you in action, it's now God in action. That is what grace means. Yeah, it means it's no longer your strength in action. It's no longer your skills, your wisdom in action. It's now God in action. It's now God's ability in action. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always look for your grace in everything I do. Help me to always look for your grace. Help me not to depend on my strength. Help me not to depend on my wisdom. Help me not to depend on my skills, on my experience, on my knowledge. Help me to always look for your grace in everything I do. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When it comes to grace, you have to forget your age. Some people will say, I have experience. I have many years of experience in this area, so I know how to do it. Then you will not see the grace of God manifest there. Since you believe you can do it, then God will not manifest. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to look for your grace in everything I do. Help me to look for your grace in everything I do. Help me to stop depending on my own strength and wisdom and intelligence and skills and abilities. Help me, Lord, to always look for your grace in everything. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to always look for your grace in everything I do. Help me to stop depending on my strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let each hour of my life from today begin to glorify you. Let each hour of my life from today begin to glorify you. Each day of my life, every day of my life, be glorified. In every hour of my life, be glorified. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, be glorified, be magnified in every hour of my life, in every day of my life, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. As a Christian, every day of your life should be powerful, should be full of testimonies, should be full of signs and wonders. So, oh Lord, be glorified. Be magnified in every hour of my life. In the name of Jesus, be magnified. Be glorified in every hour of my life. Let every day of my life be a day of glory, a day of power, a day of praise, a day of joy and rejoicing, a day of victory and victories. Let each hour of my life be hour of power, hour of victories, hour of glory. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, be glorified in every hour of my life, in every day, in every minute, in every second. Be glorified, be magnified, be glorified, be magnified, be glorified, be magnified in the name of Jesus. In my speech, in my conversations, be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put an end to every delay in my life that is not your will. Some is not every delay that is God's will. Some delays are not God's will. Yeah. Because some people, they just concluded that God wants me to be patient. That is why I've not yet received this blessing. So let me just wait for it. God wants me to be patient. Whereas God is not the one delaying the blessing. Yeah, he's the enemy delay the blessing. Yeah. So God expects that they pray and break the delay. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every delay going on in my life that is not of your will. Every delay that is being caused by the enemy, oh Lord, put an end to them now. Every delay of blessings, delay of progress, delay of good things, delay of helps, delay of promotion, oh Lord, let it end now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, put an end to them now. Put an end to them now. Every delay of good things in my life that is not from God, I command them to end right now. In the name of Jesus, every delay of progress in my life, delay of blessings in my life, delay of riches and wealth entering into my hands, every delay of the fruit of the womb, delay of rising to the place of manifestation of destiny, I command you to end right now. In the name of Jesus, every delay, marital delay, I command you to end right now. Begin to pray like that. Every delay of getting job employment, delay of making profits in business, delay of succeeding in career, I command them to end right now. In the name of Jesus, every delay in my life that is not from God, begin to end right now. Begin to end right now. Every delay in my ministry, in my calling, Every delay of answers to prayer that is not from God, hang right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, restore everything that belongs to me in the hands of my enemies. Everything that belongs to me, but it's in the possession of my enemies. Oh Lord, restore them to me. Restore them to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The hashes shine in the star. The hashtag day and the salamana. Restore them to me now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that belongs to me, that is in the camp of my enemies, that is in the possession of my enemies. Oh Lord of hosts, restore them to me right now in the name of Jesus. Restore them to me right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Every blessing that belongs to me, every blessing that belongs to me, that is in the hands of my enemies, let the fire of the Holy Ghost get them for me right now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost get them for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the presence of God in heaven and destroy every activity of demons going on to withdraw peace from my life. Let fire from God's presence fall upon every activity of darkness and demons going on to withdraw peace from my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire from God's presence fall and destroy and consume every activity of darkness, every oppression of demons going on to withdraw peace from my life, going on to withdraw peace from my body, to withdraw peace from my soul, to withdraw peace from my spirit, to withdraw peace from my life, from my environment. Let fire from the throne of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God in heaven fall and destroy every activity of witchcraft going on to take away peace from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. And you're going to say, "Oh Lord, command success to come unto me out of things people hardly find success." You're going to say, "Father, command success for me from things that people hardly find success, from places people hardly find success. Oh Lord, command success for me. In the name of Jesus, command breakthroughs for me. Command fruitfulness for me from places people hardly find breakthroughs and success and fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God told Isaac to stay where he was, even though the land was barren, because there was great famine. And Isaac stayed there. Isaac planted, and Isaac was, Isaac reaped great harvest. From the same place, many people left. Talk to God. Say, "Lord, command success for me from places people hardly find success. Command great results for me from things people hardly find results. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Command great progress for me, great profits for me from businesses people hardly find profits. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Command success for me from things that hardly give people success. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, hold my hands and walk me through the paths, or take me through the paths that would lead to my greatness. Take me through the paths that would lead to my success, to my greatness. Oh Lord, hold my hands. Take me through those paths. Even if there are paths that my flesh don't like, oh Lord, take me through those paths." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, hold my hands. Take me through the path that will lead to my greatness. Even if not many people walk through that path, even if that path doesn't look interesting and beautiful, oh Lord, walk me through that path. Hold my hands. Take me through the path. Even if I have to walk alone, even if I have to go through that path alone, oh Lord, hold my hands. Take me through the path that will lead to my greatness. Take me through the path that will lead to my fulfillment of destiny. Take me through the path that will lead to my promotion. Take me through the path that will lead to the fulfillment of my calling, to the manifestation of my destiny. Oh Lord, take me through that path. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Take me through that path. Take me through the path that will lead to my success, that will lead to my announcement in destiny, announcement in calling. Take me through that path. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every covenant of failure I have inherited from my ancestors, let them be broken right now. Every covenant of failure that runs through my bloodline, I command you to break right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every covenant of failure I inherited from my parents, from my ancestors, and it's affecting me, I command them to break now. In the name of Jesus, break now, break in pieces. Every covenant of failure that have been transferred into my life from my parents and ancestors, break now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Break in pieces. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every spirit of error that have been transferred from my parents and ancestors into my life, come out by fire. Every spirit of error, spirit of mistake, error at the point of fulfilling destiny. Now we have some people that it is when about to fulfill destiny that they will now make a mistake that will stop that fulfillment. When they are about to enter into the glory of their calling, the glory of their destiny, that is when they will start making the same mistakes their parents and ancestors made, and they could not fulfill their destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, every spirit of error, every spirit of mistake that I have inherited from my ancestors and parents, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of error, every spirit of error, every spirit of mistake from my ancestors that is affecting my calling and destiny, come out now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life. Come out of my life. Come out of my life. come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of error following me, that is following me to make me repeat the errors my ancestors made, to make me repeat the mistakes my ancestors made, I command you to come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let fire fall and destroy every battle. Every battle my parents fought but could not conquer, and now has been transferred to me. Let the fire of God fall and destroy them now. Let the fire of God fall and consume them now. Every battle transferred into my life from my parents and ancestors because they could not overcome, let the fire of God conquer them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. There are some battles that you are fighting because your parents did not win that battle, because it is ancestral battle. Say, oh Lord, release your fire and destroy every battle handed over to me from my parents and ancestors. Oh Lord of hosts, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral battle transferred into my life, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every ancestral battle transferred into my calling, transferred into my destiny, transferred into my ministry, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral battle my parents and ancestors could not conquer, oh Lord, arise and crush them in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, my mighty hand of God, open unto me every door closed against me by the enemy. Mighty hand of God, open them unto me now. Every door closed against me by the enemy, open them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mighty hand of God, open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door closed against me by the enemy, closed against me by demons, closed against me by marine spirits, every door closed against me by witchcraft, mighty hand of God, open them now. Open them now. Open them now. I believe you're praying. Open them unto me. Every door of favor, door of progress, door of great achievements, every door of opportunities, door of blessings, door of great profits, closed against me by the enemy. O Lord, with your mighty hand, open them unto me now. In the name of Jesus, open them unto me now. Thank you, Lord. Every door of elevation closed against me by the enemy. Mighty hand of God, open them unto me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of darkness, making me to get tired of doing the things that would lift me up. Yeah, there's a spirit that makes people get tired of doing the same thing that God wants to use to lift them up. And then they just get tired, maybe because they have done it for some time and then it's not producing the results they want, and then they want to stop. Whereas that is what would lift them up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of darkness, making me to get tired of the things that would lift up my life. Making me to get tired of doing the things that would lift up my life. Come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every spirit of darkness, making me to get tired of doing the things that God will use to lift me up. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness making me to get tired of spiritual things that would lift me up, making me to get tired of prayer, get tired of fasting, get tired of giving, get tired of serving God, get tired of evangelism, intercession. Let the fire of God consume such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to run. Yeah, you're going to say, I receive strength to run and not be limited. I receive strength to run with speed, breaking all limitations. I receive that strength now to move forward with speed, breaking all limitations. I receive that strength now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. See, I receive strength to run with great speed, breaking all limitations. Breaking all limitations. I receive strength right now. I receive strength right now to move forward with great speed, breaking all limitations, breaking all obstacles, breaking all hindrances, right now in the name of Jesus. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. See, I receive strength to run with speed, to move forward with speed, breaking all limitations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the spirit of discouragement is a great limitation. Yeah. So you must not give heed to that spirit. You must not yield to that spirit. Yeah. You must not yield to the spirit of discouragement. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of discouragement assigned to stop me, assigned to limit my progress, assigned to limit my success. I cast them out of my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of discouragement assigned to discourage me from what God has commanded me to do, to discourage me from continuing what God has put in my hands to do, I cast you out now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of discouragement assigned to limit my fulfillment in destiny, to limit my success, to limit my progress, to limit my greatness, I cast you out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, baptize my spirit with fire such that lukewarmness, coldness disappear forever in my life. Spiritual coldness, spiritual lukewarmness such that they vanish away forever. Oh Lord, baptize my spirit with fire. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, baptize my spirit with fire. Baptize my spirit with fire. Baptize my spirit with fire. Let that fire destroy lukewarmness. Let that fire destroy weaknesses, coldness in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. The Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall wax cold. The love for the things of God in the lives of many Christians have become cold. It's because there is no more fire. When there is fire, you will love the things of God. When there is fire, you will love God. You will not sin against God. If you love God, you will not sin against Him. When there is fire, you will not sin against God. Say, oh Lord, baptize my spirit with fire. When there is fire, you will not be talking too much, but you'll be praying a lot. You'll be talking less, but you'll be praying much when there is fire. When there is fire, you would spend time with God and less time with friends and with movies. Say, oh Lord, baptize my spirit with fire. Baptize my spirit with fire. And let that fire terminate every coldness in my life. Spiritual coldness. Every lukewarmness in my life. Every weaknesses in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that don't give up until I get the answers to my prayers. Give me a heart that seeks you persistently until I find you. Give me that kind of heart. The kind of heart that takes no, that does not take no for an answer. Give me that kind of heart. The heart to seek you passionately until I find you. The heart to pray passionately until I get the answers to my prayers. Oh Lord, give me that kind of heart. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, oh Lord, give me a heart that refuses to give up. That refuses to give up. Give me a heart that will not stop praying until you answer. Give me a heart that will not stop fasting until you answer. Give me a heart that is desperate for divine interventions, and heart that is desperate for divine visitation, and heart that is desperate for divine touch, and heart that is desperate for divine impartation, and heart that is desperate for divine transformation. Oh Lord, give me that kind of heart. Give me that kind of heart. A heart that will not let you go until you bless me. Give me that kind of heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Don't forget that there are millions, if not billions, of people all over the world praying and calling out to God. Millions or billions of people, Christians, all over the world, praying and calling unto God for interventions, for blessings, for helps. Yeah. But if you want to be part of those that, you know, that get answers to their prayers, then you must be desperate. Yeah. You must be desperate in prayer. You must be desperate in prayer. And you must be desperate in your faith. Yeah. Because God will attend to those ones that are desperate first. Yeah, let's say 100 million people are praying at the same time to God. God will attend to those that are desperate first. Yeah. Because according to God, those people have demonstrated much faith because of their desperation. Because they will not stop. Because they will not just stop asking for God's help. I mean, while others stopped after some few hours, but the others that would not stop even after many hours, they are still troubling heaven. Those are the ones heaven will respond to first. I don't know if you are getting my point. The other believers that refuse to stop asking, even after many hours. Yeah, there are some already stopped asking. Yeah. But you refused and you said, no, I will not leave here until I get a confirmation that my prayers have been answered. Until I get a confirmation in my spirit that my prayers have been answered. So those kind of believers, the kind of believers that pray like that, God gives them more attention than those that just pray and pray and they just leave or they just doze off and sleep off. Yeah. I believe you understand. So you're going to pray for that grace to be desperate. There's a point you will reach in prayer and you will know that you have gotten what you have asked. If you're a prayerful Christian, you should have experienced that. There's a place you will reach in prayer, and you will know without a doubt that what you have asked has been given, has been granted. Even before you see it in the physical, you will know that you have gotten the victory. Yeah. So that is what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. And of course, after you have that confirmation in your spirit, eventually it will happen in the physical. So that is how you know if you have that grace. I mean, you pray to a point and then you know in your spirit that it is done. And then maybe the following day or the following week, you saw the results of your prayer. That means you are part of those Christians I'm talking about. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the grace to be persistent and desperate in prayer. Such that I pull down interventions from heaven. Such that I pull down fire from heaven, power from heaven, authority from heaven. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me grace to be desperate and persistent in prayer. Such that I bring down wonders from heaven. Such that I bring down power from heaven through prayers. Such that I bring down fire from heaven through prayers. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me that grace in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the prayers we are doing here is just warm-up prayers. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are prayers that when you pray, even your atmosphere will vibrate, your environment will vibrate. Yeah, because you have brought down power from heaven through your prayers. Say, oh Lord, fill me with grace to be persistent and desperate in prayer to the point that I begin to bring down wonders from heaven, glory from heaven, power from heaven, fire from heaven, grace from heaven, revival from heaven. Oh Lord, fill me with that grace. Fill me with the grace to do that now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have some Christians that they say they want to hear from God. Yeah, they want to hear from God. And then they are not ready to pray and fast. Yeah. How do you expect to hear from God and you are not ready to pray and fast that God will speak to you concerning the situation, concerning the matter? Do you think God just speak like that? God don't just speak. There are different levels of the voice of God. Yeah, there are some messages from God that you can hear them even without praying. If you have the grace, the gift or the grace to hear God's voice, you can easily hear God's voice at a level without praying. But if you really want to hear some deep things from God, you want to hear about some secrets that would change your life, some secrets that would give you prosperity and greatness, and then you don't want to fast, you don't want to pray seriously, and then you expect that God will just come and say, my daughter, my son, this is the mystery you're asking for. It will not happen. Yeah. So there are some voice of God that will not locate you. There are some revelations that will not locate you until you have prayed and fasted to a point. Yeah. Until you have prayed to a point. Until you have fasted to a point. That is when those kind of revelations will come. And that is when you will hear that kind of voice. Of course, there are some other ones you can hear without prayer and fasting. But there are others that you can't hear or see if you have not prayed to a point. Yeah, so if you're in that category, you want God to speak to you about some things, you want to get revelations about some things, then you must pray. I mean, you must really pray and you must fast. Yeah, so you're going to pray. There are different realms in God. Yeah, you will only hear from Him based on the realm you have in Him. So if you want to go higher to hear deeper things, you must pray to reach that realm, to hear deeper things. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to press deeper and higher into you to hear deep things from you. Help me, Lord, to press deeper and higher into you through prayers and fasting so that I can receive revelations from you, so that I can hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me to press deeper into you. Help me to press deeper into you through fasting and prayers, so that I can hear all that you have in mind for me, so that I can receive the revelations you have reserved to show me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to press deeper. Help me to press higher into you. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. So Lord, help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus. Help me to press higher. Help me to press deeper into those realms in you where I will begin to receive revelations that will change my life. Revelations that will reshape my life. Revelations that will reshape my career. Revelations that would produce greatness in my life. Produce mighty miracles in my life. Help me, Lord, to press deeper into you through prayers and fasting. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. In the ancient times, we have Christians that will hear from God and they would follow what they have heard from God, what they have received from God. Yeah, they will follow it without looking back. Why? Because they believe the one who has spoken to them. Some of them in the process of following the voice of God, they lost many friends. And some of them had to give up many things. They sacrificed many things. Why? Because they know they heard from God. And eventually, their lives become very great. Yeah, they heard from God. And they followed what they heard from God. And their lives became great. Yeah, their lives became great. So just a word from God can change your life. Yeah, but look at the Christianity of today. Even when we hear from God, we are even afraid to believe. We are afraid to believe what God has said. And we are even afraid to follow what God has said. Yeah, that is even when we hear from God. Yeah. But it was not like that in the days of old. Why? Because those people, they prayed to the point where their faith was perfect. So the voice they had in the realm, they found themselves through prayers. So they prayed to the point where they found themselves in a realm in God, and they had a voice in that realm. So they know that anything I hear in this realm is true, and I can peg my life on it. So that was why they were ready to give up everything to follow the voice they had. Yeah. So I know many people claim they hear from God today. Yeah. But not many people are really hearing from God. Though we claim we hear from God, I know what it means to hear from God. Not many people are really hearing from God at a high level. Yeah, such voice that when you follow it, your life will never remain the same again. So you're going to pray. We are praying the same prayer point again. So how I wish you will hear from God. Yeah, because I know just a word from God is enough to change your life. Just a word from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to hear from you. Take me to the realms in you where I will find your voice. You're going to say, Father, I want to hear from you. When you hear from God at that realm, it will be so clear. It's not like maybe it's God that spoke, maybe it's not God. It's not like I'm not sure whether it is God whether it's not God, there's nothing like that when you hear from God in those realms in God. Yeah, it will be so clear that this is the voice of God, and this is a message from God. It will be so clear, and you will not be able to doubt it. So you're going to say, Father, I want to hear from you. Take me to the realm, says you, where I will find your pure voice, your infallible voice. Take me to those realms. Now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Just a word from God is enough to change your life forever. Say, oh Lord, take me to the realms in you where I will find your pure voice, where I will get your clear instructions, your clear directions, your clear revelations. Oh Lord, take me to those realms in you. Take me to those realms in you where I will see and hear your revelations, your instructions, your directions. In the name of Jesus, your truths. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body for the 30 days fasting that will start next month. Say, Father, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body. For the 30 days fasting, I will be starting on the 1st of April. Say, oh Lord, strengthen my body. Strengthen my my stomach. Strengthen every part of my body. Strengthen my spirit and soul for the fasting journey that I will be going on next month. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe that God wants to visit a lot of people in those 30 days. And I don't want you to be left out. Ask God to prepare you and strengthen you so that you will not miss any of those days. Say, Lord, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to be able to do all the fasting in next month. Strengthen my spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, I refuse to fall sick during that fasting season. During those fasting days, I refuse to be weak. I refuse to fall sick in the name of Jesus. So I receive strength to go through the fasting journey in the name of Jesus. The fasting journey that that begins on the 1st of April, I receive strength to go through that journey. I shall not do it by my strength. I shall do it by the strength of the Lord. I shall not do it by my strength. I shall do it by the strength of the Lord. I shall follow the instructions by the strength of the Lord. I shall pray all the prayer points by the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Yeah, we have about 115 prayer points. And you have to pray them every day. You have to finish those prayer points every day. And then you have some scriptures you have to read out loud every day. So you do it every day. So that those are the instructions. So you need the strength of God to do that. By human strength, it can be boring, it can be tiring. But by the strength of the Lord, it can never be boring and tiring. It will be so sweet by the strength of the Lord. You will enjoy it by the strength of the Lord. But by your own strength, it might be difficult. So Lord, strengthen me to do this fasting perfectly and correctly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points. Then we will round up the session. Four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my life the blessings and miracles I should have received since the beginning of this year. You're going to say, Father, release now into my life the blessings and miracles I should have received since January this year. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. In the name of Jesus, the blessings, the miracles, the breakthroughs, the victories I should have gotten since the beginning of this year. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray because there are some blessings that should have manifested in your life even before now. Say, oh Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus, and Shida Katalara, the Deham de Lashina, the Susega Shijanadiana. Release them now in the name of Jesus. I believe you are praying the blessings, the breakthroughs, the miracles I should have received since January this year. Oh Lord, release them now into my life. Now into my life. Now. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree that those blessings and miracles that should have reached you, that should have happened to you since the beginning of this year, I decree that they appear in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of the living God begin to release them into your life now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah. You see, there's some sleep that is not from God. There's some sleep that you're not supposed to sleep. Yeah. I know that sometimes after you have done some tiring work, I mean, after you have stretched yourself, you have gone up and down, you have done so many activities. Yeah, I know normally and naturally you would need to sleep or rest. Yeah, but what about those times that you did not actually, you did not do any special activity or any stressful or strenuous job or activity, and then you are just sleeping and sleeping, and even in prayer you are sleeping. You are you're supposed to be studying while you are studying the Bible, you are sleeping. While you are meditating on the Bible, you are sleeping. That is not a normal sleep. That is an attack. It's not. That is demonic. That is not normal sleep. It's demonic. Yeah, sometimes the devil will put you to sleep because they want to deposit something into your life. Or because they don't want, because you are doing something that will change your life. Because you are doing something that, you know, maybe you are praying or you are studying the word. Because they don't want, they know you will meet something in the process of prayer. You will meet power in the process of prayer and studying the word. Then they will put you to sleep because they don't want you to encounter what they know you will encounter. Yeah. So you're going to pray against those kind of sleep. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every spirit of darkness assigned to put me to sleep, so that I will not receive my blessings, so that I will not make progress, so that I will not receive freedom and deliverance. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest such spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every spirit of darkness assigned to put me to sleep, to stop me from getting my breakthroughs, to deposit evil into my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost arrest them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of sleep attached to my life that is pulling me into the realm of sleep to do evil in my life, I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of sleep that is putting me to sleep to cause evil to happen in my life, to block my success, to block my blessings, to block my progress, I bind them now. I bind them now, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hasten the manifestation of your promises and prophecies for my life. You can say, Father, hasten the manifestation of your promises and prophecies for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The physical manifestation, the perfect manifestation of your promises and prophecies for my life. Oh Lord, hasten the manifestation now. In the name of Jesus. Hasten them now. In the name of Jesus. That which you have said concerning me. That which you have revealed concerning me. Oh Lord, hasten their manifestation in my life. Hasten their manifestations in my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the mind of Christ be in me. You're going to say, Father, let the mind of Christ be in me. Let the mind of Christ rule my life. Give me the mind of Christ. Let me think from the mind of Christ. Let me reason from the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, give me the mind of Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Take away every worldly mind, proud mind, lustful mind. Take away every carnal mind. Give me the mind of Christ. Give me the mind of Christ. Oh Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Make me think from the mind of Christ. Make me reason from the mind of Christ. Make me speak from the mind of Christ. Make me live from the mind of Christ. Give me the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, connect me with every platform of opportunity that you have ordained to lift me up. Say, Father, connect me with every platform of opportunity. Every platform of opportunity you have chosen to use to lift me up. Oh Lord, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus, there's a platform of opportunity that you need to function in destiny. God is able to create a place for you, and through that place, you will function and then you will be great. God is able to create opportunities for you. Say, oh Lord, connect me with every platform of opportunity that you have chosen to use to lift me up in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, every platform of opportunity that we help the gifts you have placed in me to shine the best, to manifest the best. Oh Lord, put me in those platforms. Connect me with such platforms in the name of Jesus. Every platform of opportunity that will help the skills you have given me, the abilities you have put in me to shine the best, to manifest the best, to produce great results. Oh Lord, put me on such platforms in the name of Jesus. Put me on such platforms. Platforms that will help all that I have in me to come out and be a blessing to my generation. Oh Lord, put me on such platforms. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Father, we are so grateful for your love. Raise up your right hand as I pray. We are so grateful for your mercy. We are so grateful for your presence and power that is right here in our midst. Thank you for doors you have opened unto us. Thank you, Lord, for helps you have released into our lives. Thank you for your glory that would be greatly revealed through our lives and situations. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have put the enemy to shame concerning us. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you visit everyone here right now. O Lord, visit everyone with the answers to their prayers. even the prayers they have prayed a long time ago. Lord, visit everyone here right now with the answers to their prayers. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the hand of God single you out at this time for great celebration, for great honor, for great elevation. In the name of Jesus, that which has been impossible in your life for years, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I decree they shall now become possible in your life. In the name of Jesus, miracles you have not seen before, miracles you have not experienced before, the hand of the Lord shall now perform them in your life. In the name of Jesus, helps that you have not received before, the hand of the Lord shall now create them in your life. The hand of the Lord shall now release them into your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will rise beyond all limitations into the place God has prepared for you, into the place of honor and greatness and glory God has prepared for you. You shall rise beyond all limitations. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord forgive your unbelief and doubts, and begin to do wonders even inside your body system by the reason of God's power and presence in this place. You shall experience wonders even in your body system in the name of Jesus. And not only that, in your family, in your environment, you shall begin to see wonders happen in the name of Jesus. Wonders that would shock even your neighbors. Wonders that would shock everyone around you. You shall see them happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In this season, you shall be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.